Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's macho time right now. I actually am feeling a little more macho. I finally got my bench press all set up at home. I got in some reps yesterday. I'm feeling pretty swole, Hunter. Feeling pretty good.
Did you set that up outside?
Right in my driveway. Are you kidding me? Absolutely, man. I do it prison yard style, man. I work out in my driveway, son.
You throw on your wife beater, your white wife beater, and go out there and do some bench press.
Why is it whenever you see someone working out in their driveway or their front lawn, they always have beer there too? It's like, what are you doing? It just doesn't make sense.
Beer. There's always a car there with the hood open. You know, maybe on blocks. Music just blaring from the garage, dude.
Gotta get my only upper body. I don't got time for legs. All right, we don't need to worry about legs in the prison yard. All right, that's it. No. That's it.
Tiny little legs. Huge upper body.
You know. It's good though. I could fall through a hole, but I wouldn't get. I'd get stuck. You know, the legs go through. Upper body's so big. Be fine.
You got to be careful ice fishing.
That's right. Legs right through because I got to do squats. Upper body though, that's what saves me. That's so stupid, so dumb. But yeah, feeling a little macho.
You need to work on your legs. You already got a little barrel Wisconsin barrel chest.
You kidding
don't need
me? These
on.
Big thick
those
milky
short back. Arms, dude. You don't need to be any more swole up there.
What's the last time you see my nice milky muscular thighs? Oh man, come on now. These things are just taut with muscle. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Get these oiled up on the beach. I should be taking leg beach photos. I tell you what.
It's the whitest legs ever. They blend in with the sand.
And get lost whenever I go to a Florida beach. Now! Anyway.
It's just an upper torso walking around. What is it?
Feeling macho. We got to get to it. It is time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of back on the road quickly and safely. So go see him, AIR. Mick Jagger is not only working on a new Rolling Stones album. What is this, album 86? Good God.
Yeah, right.
But also a solo project with Academy Award-nominated Emmy-winning English composer and songwriter Daniel Pemberton. Details will be announced this week. Jagger's last solo release was Easy Sleazy last year with Dave Grohl on drums. His last album was 2001's Goddess in the Doorway. So staying busy. Keeping the mind sharp.
Wait, you said his last one wasn't 2001?
2001, yeah. 2001. Mm-hmm. Like, pure solo album, if you were to look at it that way.
Okay.
But don't you think, I mean, what is he, 80-something? You run out of stuff to write? No? You know, I mean, it's insane.
You've done it, you know? You've done enough.
You've literally written it all, man. I don't know what else you need
to
do.
How do you come up with stuff, though? Do you just walk around daily life and look around and like, okay, boom, that sparked a song.
You start singing like about, the things around you, I guess. Hey, Meatloaf did it with Objects in the Mirror Are Closer Than They Appear, right? I mean, he wrote a song with the lyrics from what you see on your mirror. So, I mean, I guess he can do it. I don't know, but anyway, yeah, he's still getting it. Mick Jagger. I don't know what else he has to write about, but he's got something. Lastly, this is kind of exciting for all you fans of hot rock chicks. Hailstorm and the Pretty Reckless are teaming up for a summer tour that starts July 8th in Detroit and then ramps up August 12th in Portsmouth, Virginia.
Rock chicks.
Obviously, very talented ladies, talented bands.
Oh, yeah.
There hasn't been any list on supporting bands because it's probably going to be a co-headlining tour more than likely. So Hailstorm will take the headline one night, then the Pretty Reckless. So I'm sure there'll be some other great bands. But just check out their Facebook, their website.
Am I way off by saying this, that Hailstorm and Pretty Reckless came out around the same time? I feel that way anyway.
No. The Pretty Reckless, not terribly far apart, but Hailstorm was hashing out, I think at least 10 years
before. I'm not sure which one I heard first, but it was like right after. I heard the Pretty Reckless or Hailstorm, and then right after I heard the other band.
I think Hailstorm's got them beat by a decade. I think so. Maybe just a little bit.
Who do you like better?
Oh, I can't pick that. I mean, Lizzie Hale has probably one of the greatest vocal prowesses in the rock world. Guys, girls, it doesn't matter. That chick can wail, dude. And she can play the guitar, too. So, I mean, kind of got it all.
Be tough to pick who headlined that one.
Yeah. You know? So there you go. Some new music from the Stones and Mick Jagger, and then Hailstorm Pretty Reckless hitting the road, man. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
I'm going to be honest. When I was looking around, not a whole lot happened on this day.
A lot going on today, huh?
I mean, a couple tours kicked off, like Bob Dylan and David Bowie. Otherwise, actually, you know what? This is
pretty dry day.
This is pretty important. No, I found this one here. I had to check out a different website. Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction was born 1959. Okay. Obviously, Jane's Addiction started in the 80s. Real big in the 90s. Believe it or not, Perry Farrell, the lead singer of Jane's Addiction, also the creator of Lollapalooza.
Really?
Yeah, he created the Lollapalooza touring festival. So not only in the Grammy award-winning band. Yeah, a little bit. Well, I'm glad I found that. I'm glad I checked out that other website. But there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.